Next, we will be presenting some of our dedicated volunteers with their five-year increment service awards. These go to volunteers that have spent many years here, minimum of five, and every 5 years they get a service award for their dedication, their selflessness for serving this community, coming out, training, responding, and we thank them for their dedication. Our first service award will be a five-year award. It was going to be presented to a Robbie Peterson from Swedesburg Fire Company. Unfortunately, Robbie cannot be here with us this evening. His chief is here, and I will ask his chief to give him his award at their next fire company meeting. Our next award goes to Pete Hand from the Swedesburg Fire Company. Pete has served 35 years of service to this community, and we want to thank him with his 35-year pin. Our next years of service award goes to a 60-year service member. Can I have Bernard Kadowski Jr. come to the front, please? 60 years, more than half a century. That's a lot of years, Bernie. We want to thank you very much for your dedicated service to this community. Don't go too far, Bernie. I'd like to have Bernie return to the podium, please.
See, I waited for you to get all the way back there.
The next award we're going to deliver is the Firefighter of the Year Award. The Firefighter of the Year Award is named after Bernie S. Kakowski, Sr. We're fortunate to have Bernie Kakowski, Jr. here to help deliver this award. The Bernie S. Kakowski, Sr. Firefighter of the Year Award is presented to Firefighter John Dorenzo from the Swedesburg Volunteer Fire Company. Firefighter Dorenzo has been a member of Swedesburg Volunteer Fire Company since 2021. John has been a volunteer firefighter in Montgomery County for 8 years. He started his fire service career in Norristown with the Hancock Fire Company. Firefighter Dorenzo holds Pro Board certification as a Firefighter 1 and 2, Hazardous Material Operations, Water Rescue Operations, Emergency Vehicle Operations Course, and Pump 1. Firefighter Dorenzo is employed by EVB Towing as a wrecker operator. And John is a resident of Upper Marion Township with his girlfriend, Sydney, of 8 years, and their 8-year-old son, Dylan. Please assist me in recognizing Firefighter Dorenzo upon receiving this award. I'll read the award out, and then we'll step to the front for a picture. Bernard S. Kakowski, Senior Firefighter of the Year Award, 2025, in recognition of the services provided to the citizens of the Upper Marion Township, the Board of Supervisors hereby recognize John Dorenzo for making our community a safe place to live and work. Can I have Cheryl Bakke join me at the podium? The Provider of the Year Award is named after Mary Bakke, who dedicated a lot of service to this community back with Lafayette, and we're fortunate to have her daughter here, Cheryl, this evening to help deliver this award. The Mary Bakke Emergency Medical Services Responder of the Year Award is presented to paramedic Josh Rodriguez of the Upper Marion Township EMS Division. Paramedic Rodriguez has been with the Upper Marion Township since 2019. He is originally from Brooklyn, New York, and has been residing in Upper Darby Township since 2005. Paramedic Rodriguez has been a paramedic since 2013 and has been in the Emergency Medical Services since 2010. Paramedic Rodriguez has a bachelor's degree in Public Safety Administration from Newman University and an associate's degree in Advanced Life Support from Delaware County Community College. Paramedic Rodriguez is a valuable asset to the Upper Marion Township EMS team because he actively coordinates our EMS Training Institute. He trains all of our new EMTs that are going through our new programs. He's also a member of the Montgomery County SWAT team as a paramedic and is a member of the Montgomery County Hazardous Material team. In attendance tonight is his wife, Melissa, and their children, Charlotte and James. Please assist me in recognizing Paramedic Rodriguez upon receiving this award. The award reads, Mary Bakke Emergency Medical Services Responder of the Year Award 2025 in recognition of the services provided to the citizens of Upper Marion Township. The Board of Supervisors hereby recognizes Josh Rodriguez for making our community a safe place to live and work. That concludes all of our awards and our swearing-ins, and I just want to thank the board for their support and the time they afforded us here this evening. Thank you.
I'll just comment that I was so impressed with credentials of the swearing-in.
Out of all the people.
Out of all of them. That was just very impressive.
Making me nervous.
I'm making you nervous? Why is that making you nervous? You didn't know what I was going to say? No, it was just very impressive. And congratulations to the award winners as well. That we appreciate all that you do for our community and keeping us safe. And it makes us feel safe so we can go about our lives and not have to worry about things that watching our back. And we just know you have our backs. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Chairperson.
And then as the public safety liaison to our citizen board and also our resident expert, I don't know if Vice Chair Genoway would like to make a few comments.
Sure, Madam Chair. A couple of quick comments. Just so the people at home will know that our activities in public safety go well beyond responding to your calls. And we take a lot of pride in that as public safety responders. And the individual fire companies over the years all get an opportunity to celebrate various anniversaries. And the oldest fire company in the township, Sweetland, the next one, of course, is Swedesburg, and then the youngest is King of Prussia. And you don't think of young being 75 years old, but it was 75 years ago that King of Prussia was formed. This in 1950, and they celebrated their 75th anniversary during the month of September by hosting the State Firemen's Association's conference, and they hosted it here, actually, in this complex, with hundreds of people coming from around the state of Pennsylvania, and then on the weekend, five states sent officials to King of Prussia and Upper Marion Township to recognize the fire department and also to conduct meetings. And what's important is that there were things discussed here in the building that were legislative issues that affect not just fire and EMS personnel, but affect you as individuals. Because we talked about legislation related to the improvement of public safety in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We talked to legislators, including Senator Cappelletti's legislative director and Representative Briggs. We talked to them about specific initiatives that we believe they need to implement in the Commonwealth to enhance your safety. We also had a memorial service down at the 9/11 Memorial at Allendale Road, which brought representatives from all across the state to recognize individuals who had passed during the year. So I want to thank personally, and on behalf of the fire company, I want to thank the members of Sweetland Fire Company, Sweetsburg Fire Company, Upper Marion's Fire and EMS team, Chief Johnson and Director Lease for their support and their engagement in that entire process. But it's worthwhile to mention a couple of things. It's Fire Prevention Week. All three of our volunteer fire companies won state awards for their fire prevention programs. And there are three divisions. Each is based on a population density for your first response area of your company. Sweetsburg won for Division C, Sweetland won for Division B, King of Prussia won for Division A. What this means is that you have to assemble all of the fire prevention activities you have done during the course of the year. It has to be packaged, it has to be sent for a review. The reviews were conducted in July, and we were notified and then received the awards here in this past month. And of course, Chief Johnson and Director Lease were there to celebrate with the three fire companies. So a special round of applause and congratulations to the three fire companies for the work that they've done. Also, I want to thank Don Herbert and Upper Marion Government Access TV, Bill Daywalt, our Deputy Fire Marshal, and career staff, because they do a lot of the initiatives of fire prevention and injury prevention in the schools, particularly during this time of year when it's tougher for the volunteers to get out. They take the responsibility of getting that done, and we do a smoke alarm campaign every year. And if you are in need of a smoke alarm in your residence, call the Fire Marshal's office, and he will arrange to get somebody to come out from the team that will do the installation of the smoke alarms in your residence. As was noted around the Commonwealth today, I saw some news releases today. There were three house fires in the Commonwealth yesterday, or this week, where smoke alarms alerted the residents to the fires. That's important. So if you need a smoke alarm, reach out. And lastly, I think it's significant to recognize three individuals who received state recognitions. You met Misty Emerson earlier tonight when she was brought in as one of our career personnel. Misty and Juliana Small were named the co-recipients of the Junior Firefighter of the Year in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. No small achievement. So Misty and Juliana, congratulations. And for the third time since 1999, an Upper Marion Township Fire and EMS provider was named the Training Person of the Year, and that was Captain Chris Montero in King of Prussia. Chris specifically was named and awarded this because of the mentoring that he does for new members and the ability, the things that he does with training personnel that are new to the organization or new to equipment. So again, congratulations to Chris Montero. And with that, I don't know that we can thank our providers enough, because when we're sleeping, when we are doing our jobs, when we are shopping, when we're doing whatever we're doing, they are there ready, guaranteed that there's going to be a response to come out and help you. We've worked very diligently to build the team that's going to be able to respond when you need it and provide the necessary skills. The advancement of the stroke truck is an unbelievable plus for this community. And again, Director Lease and Chief Johnson, phenomenal job in getting that brought here, getting it up and running. And as Chairperson Garzillo said, 20 minutes up and running, and they had their first call. And you can't ask for a better response than that. So kudos, everyone. And to our public that's watching tonight, you can feel safe that you have a team that's ready to respond when the problems arise. Thank you, Madam Chair.